Threefold Spring Cleaning, Asura Made Tichi, written by Heroes 53. Alright, boys. Do you mind explaining to me what you were doing in my mansion without my permission? The tall lady asked, looking down on us as she spoke. My head was racing at like 100 thoughts per second, but none of them were coherent in any way. It was the New Year's Eve, and we thought we could do something special to end the year. Breaking into her mansion wasn't the best idea. But then again, Bride was sure that no one lived here for centuries. There was really only a myth that a ghost haunted this place for quite some time. But that's it. And even if we believed this myth, it was pretty much proven wrong by now anyway. Because this woman was very much real. Though I don't quite understand how she froze us in place like this. I mean, I don't really understand why I can't move my body at all, despite her not even having touched any of us. It was Brad's fault. He wanted to snoop around the mansion search for treasure. What? But you were completely on board the entire time, Ryan. You even cut us through the fence with your fancy tool. And Rick helped me with it. And you cheered on us. I didn't cheer on you. You broke through the gate with Rick alone. But I...
Guys? I let out carefully, looking at the menacing lady whose expression got darker with every word my two friends spoke. Even though I didn't know how to stop them exactly, I knew that I had to, because pissing off the lady just seemed like a really bad idea. And I was right.
So first you break into my home to snoop around in it, and now you don't even stand straight for your deeds, she asked, with a booming voice that briefly quelled the bickering of Brad and Ryan, as all three of us just looked at her, completely perplexed.
It was Brad's idea, believe me. But you and Rick broke up the gate. You are way more guilty.
I couldn't really bring any words out of my mouth. Her presence just scared me too much. Though she scared me even more when she then started to walk towards us while clenching her fists tighter every step of the way.
So you turn on each other in times of need. Some real man you are. But the good news for you is that I'm not really mad at you for breaking in. And also already have the solution for your little corporation issues.
And with that, she snapped her finger, which gave off almost a magic whistle-like tone. At that point, I had no idea what she was trying to do, but I could tell that something was happening, because my body started to feel tingly all over. I couldn't move my body at all, so I couldn't check it, but it did feel like my entire skin, even below my clothes, was being scrubbed aggressively by some sort of strange invisible force. I didn't actually mind that feeling all that much, to be honest.
Do you know the saying? If you want to understand someone, try to walk 1,000 steps in their shoes, the lady asked, her expression turning into a smile midway through the sentence. Oh, believe me, you three are going to share so much more besides shoes when I'm done with you.
Now it suddenly felt like I was torn apart from the inside. No, more like my body suddenly felt like it was getting magnetically pulled towards both Brad and Ryan's body to my sides. And that wasn't even only in my imagination, as although none of us could move a muscle, both of them still slid across the ground towards me, like we had suddenly become magnets. Well, until we finally touched each other anyways.
What a sad sight to see. Three male specimens in one place, yet not a single one able to man up. Let's see if you'll at least make a decent woman, the lady let out, snapping her fingers once again, which also set my crotch afire, metaphorically.
The others went through a similar thing. I could tell, but I was still mostly caught up in my own massive...
pain? Euphoria?
It was hard to say, since it felt good and painful at the same time. So right, and yet so wrong as well. While most of the action seemed to be happening down below, it wasn't as if it was the only place where this weird stuff was happening. I knew that both Brad and Ryan were being squished against my shoulders, but I still felt like there was an additional level of force there, pressing my shoulders together, narrowing them, shrinking them. Same thing with my hands and arms.
I couldn't move them, and they were being pressed against my body. Yet, I felt the same level of shrinkage on them as well, which just kinda made me feel like they were becoming dainty? Which was all in stark contrast to my lower half. While at the beginning it was more like we were being kept apart by our shoulders touching, over time that seemed to shift. Not only were our shoulders much more narrow than before, but it was mostly our hips that just flared out to no end. In the shortest time, they overtook the width of our shoulders and just kept going, taking the thickness of our legs with them as well. In the end, we were basically only touching each other with our naked butts anymore.
Wait, naked?
Why are we naked?
Yeah, you can't do this to us!
What is she even doing? This doesn't make any sense!
But I, for one, don't see the problem in presenting the bodies of my new servant to me. After all, you don't really have any treasure down there to hide anyway. The lady spoke, her tone more poisonous than before. At least, not for long anymore. That was when the heat down in my crotch really became unbearable, making me wish I could move so badly. I could hear the others starting to moan and groan, yet I was somehow able to hold it together. Yet my sword was not. I could feel it melting away, retreating into my body, slowly but rhythmically. Then I could feel another hatch opening down below, which immediately sucked my balls inside. And after a few more moans on my part, my sword as well.
Have you turned us into chicks? How is this even possible? This shouldn't be possible, right?
I don't see how being girls has anything to do with us breaking into your home.
Oh, it's simple, really, the lady spoke, snapping her fingers once again.
The pulling force was back and stronger than before, with Brad's and Ryan's now very soft and feminine bodies pressing firmer against mine than before. It was getting hard to breathe for me.
Because you broke into my home, I have decided to hire you as servants for me for the foreseeable future, the lady explained, snapping her fingers once again.
The pressure intensified even further and further until Brad's body started to feel like it was being pushed into me.
Well, that's not the best way to put it. It suddenly felt like his body was being injected into mine through a very large needle, rather than being pushed against a wall. His body really just flowed into mine as if he was liquid, with the mass of his legs bolstering the plush of my own. His right arm, that was smooshed so much against my left, now just effortlessly moved through my body and placed itself on my right side, just beside my own right arm, and his left then followed suit, placing itself beside my left just shortly after. And finally, his head, which at first only seemed to be pressed against my head, then turned 90 degrees away from me and gently flowed into my own, fusing together completely.
Because it seemed like too tall a task to ask you three to man up and confess, I have decided that you three are more fit as girls, the lady continued, which I had almost forgotten because of all these weird sensations.
Then she snapped again, to which I immediately shuddered. And just as expected, this time Ryan's body started to melt into my own, yet just a little different than before. His arms still moved from my body to the right places, giving me that weird feeling of having three different arms on each side, but the rest of his body mass wasn't going into my already impressive hips, which all three of us gulped when the lady walked up on us once again.
And finally, because you are clearly not appreciative of each other's company, I have decided to make you into one, so that you can learn to cooperate more.
The lady finished her speech, then turned towards me with a big smile on her face.
Yet I feel like you have enough weight on your lower half. Let's move the excess somewhere else.
And then she snapped again. Despite being girls now, neither of us had been particularly busty. And I could tell Brad and Ryan were secretly happy about that. Yet, after that particular snap, I could feel that all of Ryan's extra mass of his lower body didn't go into mine, instead flowing upwards and building behind my chest. Unsurprisingly, it immediately started surging forward, increasing and inflating as Ryan's body fused more with my own. And when his pad finally fused into place, I had a massive wreck worthy of the thickness my lower body sported.
And now, I wish for you to become my perfect Asura servant. You shall be known as Juna from this day forward. The lady commanded and touched my face, which made my head ripple with her power. All of her hair uniformly became bluish silver, and then grew out to far down my back, while our faces shed their differences, becoming that of a young beauty three times over.
We were now one me. It was the weirdest sensation, and yet, at the same time, the most natural. It was hard to call myself in plural anymore, since it was more like three linked minds inhabiting the same body at the same time. I can tell what each head is actively thinking, but our memories are hidden from each other. It's really hard to explain, since a normal human would never have to go through this, but I think I can explain the situation best like this. If one head reads a book silently, well, the other ones would be able to read the book just by reading the thoughts. So it would be possible for one head to read the book, another one to speak the contents out loud, and for a third to remember the contents then afterwards. I really was just one person now, albeit with a lot more parts.
Now then, Juna, my new servant.
The lady boomed, making me stand attention before her, then realizing that I could finally move freely again.
If this place looks so old from the outside that people would just go so far as to say that it's haunted, then we desperately need to do some renovating. Juna, go to the library and start cleaning there. I'll organize a few things, and then join you later. Time for a massive New Year's spring cleaning.
Right away, mistress, right away, mistress, right away, mistress.
All three of my heads responded instantly, as if it was an underlying urge that was planted into me. There was no way or will to resist her commands to me at that point, so I knew what I had to do, and almost ran off right then and there, but I somehow managed to stop myself. Barely.
Mistress, can I get some clothes perchance? I feel terribly exposed. I knew it didn't reflect well on me to make demands before even tackling my first job, but I just didn't feel like flashing my fresh goods to everyone I came across. But then my mistress only smiled, which immediately scared me even more. She could have given me the full maid uniform at least. This little bit of fabric barely qualifies as clothes at all.
I have to see this as a positive. Mistress didn't need to give us any clothes, but still did. I shouldn't push my luck and just accept a little bit of breeziness.
Hey, I just have been focusing on cleaning and it really helped. It even gets fun after a while.
And that's how my permanent employment under my mistress came to be. With me having three heads, six arms, and way too much lack of clothing for the job. But that should get better when I finally get more of my mistress' trust. At least, I hope so.
Definitely not what I was expecting going into the new year.
That's for sure.